JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we celebrate Tourism Awareness Week. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a tip for the safety of our children. Welcome. Please stay with us. This week, Jamaica joins with the rest of the world in celebration of Tourism Awareness Week, September 27 to October 3, under the global theme 1 billion tourists, 1 billion opportunities. The week-long celebrations will focus on the work of the Tourism Linkages Hub, or the TLH, in the creation of opportunities for local businesses through manufacturing, agriculture, entertainment, and the service sector. Head of the Linkages Hub, Carolyn MacDonald Riley, tells us how it's working to expose tourists even more to branded Jamaica.
We would like to continue providing opportunities for our local sector, for the businesses to be stronger through supplying the tourism sector, principally with inputs that they use. The Linkages Hub is really pushing for the tourism sector to absorb more of these inputs.
In his message to mark Tourism Awareness Day Sunday, Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeill, said the Linkages Hub is making good progress to ensure that the products and services utilized in the sector are grown or manufactured in Jamaica. The week of activities include a social media competition, the launch of a poster and essay competition, a Jamaica Tourist Board's 60th anniversary exhibition, a public lecture this Thursday at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library, and a special exhibition on Friday at the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. Tourism is Jamaica's number one foreign exchange earner, with over $2 billion in revenue for 2014.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Vision 2030 is a bipartisan development plan aimed at increasing opportunity and the quality of life for citizens. To achieve this, all of us, yes, all of us will have to work together to make Jamaica a better place. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I remember back in the day, my mother used to look after a thing and call the pan fall back in use so nice. Especially the dumpling, it's a thing that then use flour to make. It seasoned it nicely. She put butter and she put a little and nutter in it. And I tell you, my God, it tastes good. Especially the dumpling, it's Bella. Carly from Center.
And here's our child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Do not place your child's name on the outside of their bags, clothes, or other possessions where it is visible to strangers. This could be putting them in harm's way. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, the Passion and Purity Coed Conference featuring Dunamis Rains and Rondell Positive is this Saturday, October 3, at Jamaica College. Registration begins at 8 a.m. For more information, call 869-3311 or 977-5886. And that's where we close today's program. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.